We're going to talk about another championship program at the University of Connecticut. This is the National Cell Bowl Tournament Champs, and UConn has done very well with this. It takes four people to tell this story this morning, as I am joined by Dr. Bruce Blanchard, Clinical Assistant Professor and Program Director of the Medical Laboratory Sciences Program. Also joined by Sarah Scott, current Medical Laboratory Sciences post-baccalaureate certificate student, class of 2024. Mary Stewart, current Medical Laboratory Sciences post-baccalaureate certificate student, class of 2024. And Dr. Lauren Lamberti-Corso, assistant professor in the Medical Laboratory Sciences program at the University of Connecticut. Takes four people to tell this story, and we're glad they're all here today to talk about this event that UConn has done very well in, the National Cell Bowl Tournament. Dr. Blanchard, let me start with you to explain what this is about. And for starters, I'm assuming when people hear that you guys are the national champions, they think you're really good at talking on the cell phone. Is that pretty accurate?
That's probably accurate, Wayne. Yes, the program, as well as we've done, and as much success we've had in the past couple falls, is still pretty much unknown on campus. We're getting some publicity here or there, but a lot of students. Chloe,
that's why you're here today,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah,
because you deserve it.
Thank you. A lot of people on campus, a lot of faculty members on campus don't really know about our program, and a lot of students kind of stumble upon our program. But yeah, so the Cell Bowl is certainly something that when people hear about it, probably think cell phones first. But then it's actually about identifying cells on an app. And
like cells in the body.
Correct. Yeah. So they're digital images of cells in the body on an app. And basically you have to identify 30 cells within 60 seconds. And then as you start to identify cells more accurately and faster, then your times get lower and lower and lower.
All right, we're going to learn how this works here. And Lauren, maybe you can explain to me, what is an MLS?
Sure. So an MLS is a medical laboratory scientist. So a lot of people don't know what the profession is, but if you've gone to the doctor and they've pulled, they've pulled a cholesterol, they've pulled a glucose, any blood test that you would run, and it gets sent off into kind of the abyss, no one really knows where it goes, that's where the MLS professionals come in. So they work in a hospital lab or a private lab, and they do all of the clinical analysis to get kind of our biomarkers of health, to diagnose, manage, help treat disease. So any test, that's where it goes. And so we work very closely with the physicians to interpret those tests and get results out to help patients.
Mary Stewart, how did you become a member of UConn's Cell Bowl tournament team?
So we all kind of ended up becoming members very early on in this program because we were told that last year's group were the champions and that we were expected to follow in their legacy. So in our fundamentals class, Lauren got us started playing with this app really early. Just to introduce us to it before we saw hematology. So we've been doing it for about a year now. And our initial times we submitted, I remember cracking myself up because I got 13 correct out of 30, and I submitted that for a grade the first time. So now a year later, being able to identify all of them, we've come really far.
Sarah, do you compete for the national tournament, like in your dorm room, using your cell phone?
Well, I'm actually a 33-year-old with three children, so no. I actually spent most of my time playing in class because our program is incredibly rigorous. It's Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. We're in lecture, 8 to noon. Depending on who's teaching, we might have more or less breaks. So I needed mental breaks, and so I would play during class. So I would spend half my time playing and listening, as well as, obviously listening. I did well in the program, so it's not like my academics suffered. It probably helped.
Mary, kind of paint a mental picture for all of us of what you're seeing on your phone when you're competing in this tournament using this app. for those of us that are non-medical people, a cell is a cell is a cell.
Right.
But they are putting pictures of cells that show up on your cell phone, and it's about how fast you can identify what kind of cells they are. How am I doing here?
Yes. No, perfect. They're all blood cells. They're things you'll see in a peripheral blood smear. And you'll get, I think, a panel of about 9-ish pictures. Does that sound right? 9-ish pictures. And you'll see a word at the bottom, and it's just about how quickly you could associate that word that you see. So you might see, like, giant platelet, and it's about how quickly you could pick out which one is a giant platelet. And I think, you know, the more that you get right, the more pictures they show you. So if you're doing well, you'll start to have to pick out of more pictures. But, yeah.
Bruce, why do you think the University of Connecticut Cell Bowl tournament team has done so well in these competitions? You won the 2022 and 2023 national championships. What is it UConn is doing that all the other colleges on the planet are not doing?
That's a great question. We've been asked that many times, and I think it's probably a bigger issue about, like, okay, what is there to do in Connecticut, you know, other than go on your apps, right? And Sarah has a great story about the commitment that she took for this competition. But, yeah, and I think, you know, Mary was talking about how initially the scores were really, really bad. The first time they used the app, because the major reason for that is they haven't had the class that teaches them how to identify the cells properly. They had that class in the fall, and then once they start learning about those cells, then they're able to get much better scores and identify cells a lot faster on the app themselves. So, yeah, a lot of it just comes from practice, but it's a commitment to the students, too. And you know, our 2022 championship team, we have the students participate in their senior year. Completely new team for 2023, and they did even better than the 2022 team, which I thought was going to be hard to beat. But like I said, Sarah's commitment was amazing.
Sarah, you want to pick up on that? Tell us about your commitment.
Sure. Commitment, hyper-focus, one and the same. So as I said before, the program's rigorous, and I had this problem where instead of studying, I would look at social media. So to prevent that, I uninstalled all of my social media apps. And so I would go to open my phone and be like, what am I going to do now? There's nothing to do. So I would then just play cell bowl. And so when my time started to get really good, one of my classmates asked, you know, how often are you playing? And so I looked at my digital well-being app on my phone, and at one point I was playing 12 hours a week, which I don't know if it's a great thing or embarrassing, but it worked.
Lauren, are these done for class credits? Are these extra credit? Are they extracurricular? What is the role of this in the academic procedure at UConn?
Sure. So originally, to get them interested in kind of the competition, I did incentivize trying the app with grades. I think it's a great kind of class competition that kind of brings the class together. So kind of having that little introduction in the class, I thought would be fun. And again, it was try the app. So submit, you know, the first 5 times you try it, and they were bad. They were not good. But you know what? It got them kind of thinking about the cells. It got them thinking about the courses. So it was just kind of an introduction.
Can I elaborate on that?
Yeah, I did.
What was that, Mary?
I just wanted to elaborate. So Lauren was a college athlete, and so she's incredibly competitive. And so once we got into using this app, she was always on the sidelines, like, fanning the flames the whole time. So as soon as we got good, she's just pushing us to get better.
Inquiring minds want to know, what was the athletic competition you were involved in?
I played volleyball at UConn for 4 years.
Wow.
Yes, so I'm quite competitive.
You like a setter? You a spiker?
I was a right side setter because I am left-handed.
Well, I see. Yeah. Okay. And when it comes to this Cell Bowl tournament, Bruce, let me ask you this. We talked about getting you guys on the air last year, and then this one thing came to another, and we didn't get you on until this year. But from what I read, and as you found out, I did read, I saw you won the national championship in 2022 and 2023. think I got the years right on that. What about this year? Is there a competition this year? Has there been one? Will there be one?
So the competition is in the fall, which again aligns with our program. Our program really starts in the spring semester of the junior year, where they take some introduction classes. And then actually next week, the students will start their summer portion of the program, and they'll do medical laboratory science specific courses. And we teach them the theory and the fundamentals and the concepts they need to be successful in different areas of the laboratory. And then in the fall, we continue on with those classes. And then in the spring, they have a semester-long internship, which is where Mary and Sarah are right now, completing their internship, which is one of the reasons we couldn't get in last year, because this is a busy time of the year for them. Mm-hmm. They're finishing their clinical rotations, they got final exams, and they're getting ready for graduation.
Mary, tell me about your prep, and involved in your prep for this event, did you delete the social media apps from your phone?
So I didn't need to delete them, because I actually deleted them years ago. I used to be a teacher. So I didn't have many of them. That being said, I also didn't get as good of times as Sarah. I kind of was just really happy to be there along with her, and just happy to be pulling perfect scores. But yeah, I didn't have to delete any apps because I didn't have them.
Lauren, it looked like you wanted to chime in there. What was your thought on this?
I don't think she deleted her social media apps.
Not TikTok.
No, absolutely not. I think it was like across the board, like the whole class was kind of working together, helping each other, supporting each other to kind of get better times. But then, like independent of that, they were helping each other just get the cells right. Like part of it's a learning opportunity as well. So it was really kind of a class effort as well.
And the app that we use is CellaVision, which is the clinical application that hospitals are using. So when you are working in a hematology lab, CellaVision is how you are looking at the cells most of the time. There's a robot that takes pictures of your blood slide, and it puts it up on a computer. So it is helpful. The app, the competition is helpful in preparing for that aspect of working in the real world.
That's where I wanted to go next, about what this does to help you out in the real world. And let me throw this out to Mary. Is mm-hmm. the instant identification of a cell, does that really make what you do in the real world more efficient?
That's a really good question. It's not necessarily about the time in the real world, but it is about having the instinct. And that's something that comes with practice. And so playing this game was a way of forcing us to practice. Especially because real patient cells often don't look like these textbook pictures that they show us on the app. You know, a lot of these patients are very sick and their cells look really different from what the textbook would show you. So having that fundamental instinct of, hey, this kind of looks like a mono, but something's weird, this game kind of helped us gain that instinct.
Now, in taking part in this game, do you learn or use strategies to help you maybe get advantages to get better points scoring? Anybody want to jump in there on what kind of strategies you might use?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big things I used was my peripheral vision. So if you don't have that, then that's a bummer. But I was able to basically stare at the center of the screen, because the pictures are all at the top, and then the cell, like the name of the cell that you're supposed to pick out, is at the bottom. So to be able to get that really, really fast time, I want to say it was like 0.56 seconds per cell, that it took me to look at the pictures, read the word, and then choose the right one. And I was able to do that in part because I was looking at it all at once and able to process all of that information all at once, and then tell my brain to touch the cell. So that was, I think, a large part of the strategy, that I wasn't looking at the cells and then looking at the name and then looking back at the cells. I was doing it all at once.
And Lauren, what is the strategy that you use when it comes to Chumbawamba?
So for some backstory, I would send motivational music to members of the Silbo team as a way to just, you know, as kind of a fun way to keep people involved. I tended to pick music that would both embarrass me in terms of my age, that no one else would know.
Oh, yeah, you're a senior.
I know. but music that was kind of fun, uplifting, even if you weren't competing in the Cell Bowl. It was fun for that week. It was fun for that day, a good start to the week. I just tried to pick stuff that was kind of fun. I tried to pick out themes, so like 90s was Chumbawamba. We did
Tub Thumping.
Yes.
By Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What other ones stand out on your list of what inspired the students the most?
You know what? I don't know, but I did try and pick different different genres of music because everyone likes different music. So I tried to pick different kind of eras. So the people that liked, you know, 2000s hip hop were not the same people that probably liked Tub Thumping.
Bruce, where do the students first get involved in this? Are they advanced in their UConn educational degree in allied sciences and medical laboratory sciences? Can you be a freshman and be part of this national championship competition?
So the MLS program is an upper division program. You have to apply for the undergraduates. They apply the spring of their sophomore year. And then we also have a post-baccalaureate program, which Sarah and Mary participated in, where these are individuals that get an undergraduate degree from their university, and then they realize that there's some limitations, and they can't find, you know, meaningful work or work that they're looking for with that undergraduate degree. And then they either stumble upon our program or find out about our program, and then they come back for three semesters, the spring, the summer, fall, and then their clinical rotation in the final spring semester.
They've won two national championships. Do your students get, like, national championship rings out of this deal?
We did get a trophy.
You did get a trophy, yeah. Yeah, we get
what,
a trophy.
You share it, like, every week? Somebody gives yeah.
No, yeah. It sits in Bruce's office.
So, yeah, not like the Stanley Cup where we don't pass it around, but it's very, very fragile. And the first trophy we got last year actually came broken. So when we got the replacement trophy, it's like, okay, trophy doesn't leave my office.
Well, it's a pretty well-kept secret that the UConn Cell Bowl tournament team has won the last two national championships. Next one's coming up this fall. Congratulations on that. It's an interesting story, and sounds like a lot of academic work is going into this as well that'll help students down the road. Sarah Scott, current Medical Laboratory Sciences post-baccalaureate certificate student, class of 2024. Mary Stewart, same deal, class of 2024. Dr. Lauren Lamberti-Corso, assistant professor in the Medical Laboratory Sciences program at UConn. And Dr. Bruce Blanchard, we finally got him on the radio, Bruce. Congratulations, we got you in here today. Clinical assistant professor and program director of the Medical Laboratory Sciences program. Thank you all for coming in today on 14 WILI Willimantic at 95.3 FM.